Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
One of the lesser-known tasks undertaken by the United States Department of State is its work on the mitigation of international security risks and advancement of U.S. and allied interests. This is far from an easy task, as the global security architecture is under strain, according to Bonnie Jenkins, Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security. Case in point, the People's Republic of China, or PRC.
In 2023, China military power reports estimate that the PRC possesses more than 500 operational nuclear warheads. It will probably have more than 1,000 by 2030. Beijing's development of a larger, more diverse nuclear arsenal is deeply concerning and raises questions about the trajectory of the PRC's nuclear weapons program.
This opacity reduces predictability, increasing the risk of unintended escalation as well as undesirable, costly arms races, said Undersecretary Jenkins.
As this dynamic evolves, the United States must continue to ensure a safe, secure, and effective nuclear deterrent, as well as a strong and credible extended deterrent, while identifying opportunities to reduce risk and promote transparency and predictability.
We are focused on achieving results, but we should all understand that progress will not come easily or immediately, said Undersecretary Jenkins. In the face of the PRC's nuclear weapons buildup, as well as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea's expanding nuclear and missile forces, the State Department is working to strengthen the United States' extended deterrence relationships with key allies in the Indo-Pacific. Indeed, the United States' commitment to strengthening extended deterrence with the Republic of Korea, Japan, and Australia is steadfast and enduring. Together with the DOD, Department of Defense, the State Department leads frequent consultations with these allies, through which we sharpen and coordinate our full suite of tools, diplomatic, informational, military, and economic, to promote stability in the Indo-Pacific. In addition to these extended deterrence dialogues, we support our allies and partners in the Indo-Pacific region and beyond by bolstering their conventional capabilities via our long-standing security assistance programs, said Undersecretary Jenkins. Be it the Republic of Korea, Japan, Taiwan, or the Philippines, we continue to ensure stability in the region by investing in our allies' and partners' capability to defend themselves.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.